This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yeah, why would you not do that, she said, batting her baby blue eyes. There is no reason at all. It is free. It is easy. Hopefully it's helpful and insightful. And it's kind of what we're going to do around here. So, hey, listen, welcome aboard. Today is National Pack Your Lunch Day, which I think... when I was a kid, I always thought it was such a treat to be able to buy a lunch at school. Your mom would give you 35 cents. I don't know what school lunches cost now. I think they're probably, I'm sure they're up to a buck
a little
something.
More than that now.
Yeah, I'm sure they're more than that. But hopefully they're also better. And what you got for 35 cents back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. And you would pick the day. I mean, there was one day where they had hamburgers, which were probably... didn't have any, a cow had probably never been in the even general vicinity. But you got french fries, and it was such a treat, and you got milk. That was pretty cool. And taking your lunch meant basically PBJ, peanut butter jelly. So it was always somewhat of a treat, but if you've got, you know, passels of children, even 35 cents adds up pretty quickly. So it was considered a treat. And now, you know, what I understand is I can control the amount of salt, the amount of sugar, just eat much healthier if I sort of pack something away rather than buy something. Although restaurants, even Mickey D's is apparently trying very hard to have healthier food. Since we're actually poisoning the population, too much sugar, too much preservative, too much salt. So... but I can remember thinking it was such a treat to not have to pack a lunch, and now we have... maybe I should call up my mom and tell her that I forgive her. That was yesterday. That was National Get Over It Day. So, right? So we didn't have a whole lot of people that wanted to get over stuff, right? Did we have anybody responded to that?
No, we did not, actually.
I can't believe that. I mean, I figured that would be just a very popular kind of thing, of so many things to get over and sort of... forgive, let go of, decide, okay, enough already. Yeah. I mean, I have some stuff to get over. Maybe people aren't just quite ready to give it up yet. Right? Maybe it's the idea that, you know, I like being a victim. We do have a cult of victimology in this country. I've actually watched people, and it really concerns me. I go to a lot of benefits, and the new style of benefits is to get people up who tell their war stories.
Yeah.
Like an AA. And I have actually known, for various reasons, what the real stories were and watched them get embellished. And it's amazing because it's kind of competitive misery. Well, your mother beat you, but my mother beat me and my father beat me and my dog bit me. I mean, it's... and some of it undoubtedly is true, but what it does is it tends to dilute... the legitimate sympathy for legitimate concern, as opposed to, and you can tell most people are really not terrifically good actors, which is, I suppose, what lying is. Some people are, but most are not. And therefore, you can tell all of a sudden their eyes, they're not making eye contact with you. Their eyes are sliding away. All the body language symptoms of somebody being less than candid with you. And you know that they're just, that they've gone off in this kind of, well, people will like me better if I've had a more miserable life. And it really has become part of the American ethos, I fear. So, anyway, National Pack Your Lunch Day. On this day, Louisiana Purchase, a formal ceremony was conducted to transfer ownership of Louisiana territory from France to the United States, 1804. They bid adieu to Louisiana. 44 years later, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo ratified the United States Senate by ending the Mexican-American War. So it's a pretty important day. I'm not sure why. I mean, there are 44 years difference, but why they were both international ceding of territory. Pretty interesting. And most important to us, I mean, crucial. In 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the first successful telephone call by saying, do you know what he said without looking?
No.
I actually did know this one. I don't know why, because I have a mind for trivia. Stuff just sticks.
It's something like, I need to see you so and so.
Very close. Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you.
Okay.
But that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and what I say is 855-99-DR-JOY, which is very similar. Mahatma Gandhi was tried for sedition. He spent 6 years in prison. He was released after 2 years for an appendix operation. I didn't know that. James Earl Ray pleaded guilty to assassinating Martin Luther King in 1969. He later unsuccessfully attempted to retract his plea. And perhaps most importantly, most important is Alexander Graham Bell. But second is in 1977, the rings of Uranus were discovered, thereby launching 40,000 stupid puns. What can I tell you, right?
Yeah.
Don't pretend that you've never sort of done that. Don't lie to me.
I've never used it, but people have.
But it's a common kind of thing.
Yeah.
What can I tell you? All righty, 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569, about what's going on in your life. Why did I just, something just bounced on my computer. What can I tell you? 855-99-37569. You know what? Let's start doing. We got so many people who wanted to nominate women for being on the, is it the $20 bill? I think it is.
I think it's
the
20, yeah.
Because they're going to take, Hamilton off?
That's
what it was.
Jackson. Yep.
You know, Hamilton, I just saw a play about Hamilton. He was a really interesting character. Did you know Hamilton was born out of wedlock? His mom was a hooker?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean...
Not at all.
I didn't either. So he... And with Aaron Burr, I saw this. I guess I'll review it tomorrow. At the public theater, they have two life-size bronze statues of Aaron Burr. And Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton actually were both very similar. They were both orphans. They both were illegitimate. They both had... I don't know that Aaron Burr's mother was a hooker. They say whore, but... But they were friends. They sort of came up through the ranks together. They met each other when they were 17 or 18 years old. And because they shared so much in common, then they both came to the States to make their fortunes. That they were friends. But they've got these two life-size statues of dueling pistols. And you remember, and Aaron Burr in this particular production sings that he'll only be remembered as killing Alexander Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton, it turns out, at the end, his son was killed in a duel, and he's during the duel he put on his glasses, so Aaron Burr assumed that he was going to aim for him, but he aimed for the sky. He didn't shoot Aaron Burr at all, and Aaron Burr shot him and killed him. And Aaron Burr at the end of the play sings, "I'll only be remembered for doing this," which is true. Aaron Burr is viewed as a bad guy, but it is very chilling to see these very lifelike. Normal size, I mean, they're the same size as the men, essentially, with dueling pistols, and they have them set up so that you have to walk between the two of them. And it is chilling. And the expression on their faces is, do not mess with me. And then they have dueling pistols. It's very effective.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, it's, and the play is terrific. It's all done, it's by the same guy who did In the Heights, and he wrote it, directed it, and stars in it. And it's a rap musical about Alexander Hamilton, and it's absolutely fascinating. It's one of those things not to miss. Alrighty, so let's talk about who you would put on what woman, because that's what they're talking about doing, which is nice because there are no women on any. There was a Susan B. Anthony Silver Dollar, and I remembered that, but there's no woman on paper money, and who of us carries around silver dollars? Only for good luck. So we'll talk about that. Anything that's on your mind, whether you want to talk about phone calls. I don't want to hear any puns about Uranus today. Thank you anyway. or Alexander Hamilton, I guess. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-993-7569. Linda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
She'll roll the window up. Dr. Joy?
Yes, ma'am.
This is a question because I know you do movie critics,
And I was wondering, we watched the movie last night, The Birdman.
Right.
And both my husband and I thought it was great acting, but we were a little bit confused with it. And I was hoping you could kind of tell us if we're the only people that couldn't have problems with it.
Are you talking about the ending, I assume, yes?
Well, him flying all around and then all that stuff, I mean, we were just confused. So we were just wondering if...
Well, I think you're supposed to take... First of all, I think it's called Birdman, not The Birdman.
Birdman, okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
And I agree with you. I thought Edward Norton was terrific in it.
He was.
I thought Emma Stone was great. And, of course, it's Michael Keaton's movie, so...
Right.
But I think the idea... You know, I think part of it is... It's just a metaphor when he's flying around. And the opening scene where he's levitating... And my first thought was, what's going on here?
Yeah, that's what we thought, too.
Yeah, but I think that was part of... It's one of the reasons that I think, to a certain extent, a relatively ordinary movie in terms of plot of a washed-up actor trying to make it on Broadway was elevated to the status it was for the combination of the fact of really good acting and popular actors... But also the kind of metaphorical part of it, that there was something more there, and the fact that you did wonder, is this something in his mind? Does he think of himself as meditating, and that we're kind of reading inside his head, that he's feeling that he's levitating? Is this something actual? Because to a certain extent, I mean, we don't really know how to levitate. And so the question is, I think, from that opening scene, the director may want you to do exactly what you did, which is say, what the hell is going on here? Is this supposed to be, this real, or is this something made up, or is he actually levitating? And what would it mean to levitate? What would it mean to defy gravity? What would it mean to defy the conventions of his reality? And so I think that's part of it. And I think the final scene where we don't know if he's flown off or suicided, and hopefully this is not a spoiler alert, because the movie, it's been reviewed so much, and you can hear that even if you know all the details, you still don't know the movie.
It was hard to follow, and then we kept thinking, well, maybe he's dreaming this, and then we were thinking,
well, that's it.
Maybe he's schizophrenic. You know, we just didn't know. We just were having a hard time.
But I think that's part of the point. Let me just sort of. I remember in junior high school, there was an essay that we had to read in Mr. Kerber's class. And it was called, it was an Italian barber who didn't speak English very well. And he was in an English as second language class. And they were asking him about Julius Caesar, about Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. And he kept talking about Julius Scissors and cutting people's hair. So he completely misunderstood or botched what Shakespeare had in mind. And I remember Mr. Kerber, who had this kind of a smirky grin, saying, wasn't it hilarious that he botched it, that he completely misunderstood? And I raised my hand and said, well, it seems to me that's part of what a classic is, especially when you're talking about art, is that you can see whatever you need to see in it. You can take away whatever you need to take away in it. To a certain extent, I would argue that that's what Birdman was about, is that it, instead of the usual Hollywood movie with a superhero or a romantic comedy or whatever, that it really made you think and question and ask and hear and see or feel what it was that either here's a washed-up actor who's clearly has some difficulties with reality because reality isn't working very well for him. He can't get along with his co-stars. He's clearly not a very talented actor. He has some problem with his daughters. So maybe that's his escape from his reality, is this character that he knew was not real, yet brought him all the acclaim and all the fame and all the money that was so important to him. So I think your questions that the writer and the director would be thrilled with you that you're saying, you know, I don't really get this. And yet it haunts you a little bit. It haunts you enough to sort of think about it the next day and to call me about it. And I think they would just be, to say overjoyed seems somewhat of a pun, but thrilled with you because I truly believe that was their intent. Whether it was the best movie of the year, it was certainly one of the more complex movies of the year.
It was. It was very deep, kind of. It just...
And my guess is, if you looked at it again, if you saw it again, you would see probably slightly different things in it. and maybe come away with a slightly different impression. And maybe you and your husband, even watching it together, came away with a slightly different approach to what he was really talking about and what was real and what he was hallucinating, or was he having a psychotic break, or was this just his way of having a so-called out-of-body experience, which, you know, when you talk about people meditating or yoga or Bikram yoga, they'll talk about having an out-of-body experience. So I would absolutely encourage and applaud the confusion about it and say, all right, see in it what makes sense to you to see in it, and maybe even watch it again.
Yeah, that's what we're traveling today, but we got it on demand, and we were going to watch it again today, but we had to leave, so...
Well, you can listen, watch it whenever you get around to it. But I appreciate your calling me about it. I'm very flattered. And again, I probably haven't been as much help as...
you've been a lot of help. I really do appreciate it. Well, thank you very much for your time, Dr. Joy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Linda. Somebody's always grabbing me at the end of a movie and saying, all right, what did this really mean? And sometimes it's just they missed a cue. They or missed a clue that there's something else going on here. And because I am so literal... that I picked it up and they haven't, or that I'll say, well, you know, about 15 minutes in, this is what happened, and that's why this happened here. But in Birdman, I think that the whole point is to question reality, because I think he was questioning his reality, and everybody else was questioning whether he was really playing with a full deck or not. It's very hard to reflect those kinds of inner thoughts in a film. It's one of the reasons why people really liked, but they didn't get huge awards of The Theory of Everything and The Imitation Game, because both of those, as opposed to A Beautiful Mind, were internal bright people who were having some conflicts. The reason why I think Birdman was favored over them, for the same reason A Beautiful Mind was favored, that madness is easier and more interesting to see on film as opposed to intellect. Being sane, it's one of the reasons there's probably not going to be a whole lot of movies about me, hopefully, that just someone thinking about something or somebody wrestling with a concept, it's very hard to display on film, and probably not as interesting as a breakdown, which is, I think, what was going on here, or at least a potential one. Well, then we've got the music, which means I can cough in comfort. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up.
So am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Dr. Joy, how are you?
I'm good, Sarah. How are you today?
Good, good. I'm just following up. I called you last week, actually, about my sisters. I'm the baby of
right.
the family. I have
right.
several. Okay. Well, you advise to just give, and, you know, be cheerful and stupid. So,
well, and to try and redress the balance, Sarah's got a big family. She's got a sister she's particularly close to. The sister was flying in to an airport that's close to her. She had her other sister pick her up because three of the sisters are getting together, and Sarah was not included, and she found out about this because one of her two brothers told her. And And I said, you know, that there are two issues. One is the immediate, which is, you know, how come I wasn't invited? And that's a legitimate question to ask. And without sounding too whiny about it. And I said, you know, maybe you send flowers or something and say, look, I guess my invitation blew out of the mailbox, but have a great time. And try not to sound facetious or angry about it. And the longer term one is that sometimes babies of the family expect everybody to take care of them. And I think that part of it is that you'd asked for some help, and you asked for help in a way that they didn't really understand what you were asking. And especially if it's open-ended, people tend to be a little reluctant because they think, well, is she asking for money? Is she asking me to take over her kid? What is she really asking? So if you're going to ask somebody for something under any circumstances, try and make it as specific as possible so they can at least negotiate or at least know the boundaries so they don't feel that they're entering into an open-ended situation in which they feel that they're going to somehow be exploited. But also to sort of try and redress that equation that says, I'm the baby, you guys have to take care of me. Okay. Having said that, now tell me what happened.
Yeah, okay. Yes, that is all of that. And so I did get a call on Friday night at 7:30. My oldest sister, I got a call from my oldest sister, and she said, hey, guess where I am? And I said, where? And she told me where she was at. And I said, oh, that's fantastic. Are you staying at our other sister's house? Yep, I am. Now, really, thank goodness that I found out about this, like, 2 days prior. Yeah. Yep. From my brother, because the reaction that I would have given her was not going to be good had I not known about it.
Got
you know?
It. Thank goodness for your brother. So I said, you got it.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I said, oh, that's great. And then my other sister said, oh, yeah, she's right here. She wants to say hi. She handed the phone over immediately. Like after 60 seconds of telling me where she was, she handed the phone over immediately to my other sister. My other sister says, hey, what are you doing this weekend? It's girls' weekend. Why don't you come with us? We're going on this wonderful girls' weekend to craft fairs, and we're going to have a wonderful time. Now, this was Friday at 7:30. They were leaving the next morning.
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, I have to work on Saturday, but maybe I'll come up on Sunday.
Good for you.
I ate everything.
Good for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so... So then on the way, I stop and get a couple of bottles of wine. I got a bottle of red and a bottle of white because that's kind of a joke between the family. And I gave them bottles of wine when I saw them. I said, hey, they said, but you're not staying. I said, no, I have to work on Monday, you know, but even though I'm not going to be there, have a toast for me. We met like
Sarah, you're doing magnificently.
Okay, well, it doesn't turn out magnificently. I'm
glad
that you're thinking that. Right, okay, so immediately, okay, so we meet in the parking lot. We kind of like, you know, say, hi, how are you doing? You know, you look great, all this. Then immediately they go shopping into this one shop, which is fine. They're shopping. 2.5 hours later, I'm thinking, okay, I don't have a lot of time because I can only stay up for the day. So the brother that told me this was all going on, he was the token boy of the group. So he said, hey, why don't we go to this tavern? We'll wait for them after they're done shopping. Great. Right. You know, the idea of sitting at a bar seemed like a fabulous idea to me. So I thought, okay, maybe I'm not the perfect person to go and say, hey, we're going to go do this. I just had like this sixth sense that this is just not feeling right. I just should not be the one. But I go anyway because I think, okay, cheerful and stupid. I'm going to go in. I'm going to say, hey, we're going to go hang out at this bar. You guys finish your shopping. You come over whenever you feel like it. Don't rush or whatever. We're just going to go hang out at the bar. Well, I present this to them. My oldest sister throws up her hands as if I have put an incredible wrench in the works and said, well, are you walking? I said, I guess. No, that place you have to drive to. You have to drive to. I said, you know what? Maybe I'll just take off. If you guys want to shop, I don't want to, you know. Then that made her throw up her hands again. I said, okay. I said, you know what? I'm trying to defuse. I swear to God, Dr. Joy, I'm trying to defuse. I'm like, I'll just see if we're walking or if we're driving. I'll be right back. So I go outside. I ask my brother. He said, no, we have to drive to this place. I said, okay. So I go across the street. I go back in. She is now kibitzing with my other sister and doesn't see me coming. You know, so I kind of walk up behind them immediately because I don't want to listen. I don't want to know what they're talking about. I said, hey, by the way, I was wrong. We are driving. So take your time whenever you want. You know, just keep shopping. You know, whatever you want to do is fine. And then come meet us. And she said, well, do me a favor. Would you keep them there for just 2 beers? Just keep them there for 2 beers. Would you do me a favor? I said, oh, okay. And I walked away. And she was mad.
Okay, let me stop you so far, because I can tell there's going to be more. But let me tell you what the dynamic was all of a sudden. Yes. Your issue when you called me the first time is, how come they're all getting together and excluding me? We now have, lamentably, a very specific example of why they're all getting together and excluding you. They all want to do something, you don't want to do it. Which is okay, but it also answers the question. All three of them wanted to shop, and it certainly doesn't mean that you have to shop, but it became evident at that very juncture that they all were on the same page and you were on a different page, which is, and presumably they weren't saying we hate Sarah. They're saying we all like to shop, Sarah doesn't like to shop, so why would we invite her if the weekend is about shopping? All right, that's number one. It became evident that moment. Number two, I don't know if your brother is the pot stirrer or not, but there's certainly some indication that he was also the one who says, I'm not going to play this game, and he then got a cohort. So at that moment, the three sisters are thinking, not only does Sarah not like doing what we want to do, but she is supporting a brother who doesn't want to do it either. So he's now, so it's basically us against him, and he's now got an ally. Number three, I don't know how much alcohol is an issue in the family. If I had to guess, I would guess that it is an issue. Number four, and if you're really going to do all this, and I'm not arguing that you don't have to go shopping, but I'm saying that becomes then part of the rationale why they didn't invite you. They like to shop, you don't like to shop. And if you had to do it all over again, you might say, look, tell me what you guys are doing, or I'll join you for dinner or whatever, rather than sort of just signing on for something that they clearly wanted to do and you didn't. I don't know what the drinking issue is or isn't, but also if you're going to say, look, why don't we meet you here, tell me what time, which again is giving rather than demanding, tell me what time you guys think you're likely to be through, and we'll come back and meet you here. We're going to go do something else for a while, rather than having them come to you. And so, all right, so that's just so far. But you see what the dynamic is. You're taking it personally, and I'm saying there are issues here that you're not paying attention to. The major one being that they like doing stuff that you don't necessarily like to do. Which doesn't mean either of you're wrong. It means that you taking it personally is misunderstanding it. I don't know the factor, you know, what factor your brother plays, but clearly that's a disruptive factor as well, because they view it as us against him, and you joined him rather than, and they're, you know, certainly not unusual in families to have boys versus girls, but this one got played out, and then the drinking issue, and also the you come to us rather than we come to you. All right, tell me what happened from then.
I should throw in that they had been shopping for 2 days prior.
Doesn't make any difference. Hillary, you're missing the point. This is what they like to do. You don't like to do it. That's okay, but it's why they didn't include you, because they know you don't like to do it.
Yeah.
And you made it very clear that you weren't going to do it.
I do like to shop, but you are right. You are correct in the fact that if put in their shoes, I would choose to spend time with, you know, family. So you're right about
Sarah,
that.
Sarah, yeah, but
right.
But you were joining their thing. And what you're saying, you're making everything adversarial, and that's why they don't invite you, honey. Because they know that you have, and that's, again, part of the dynamic of sort of fighting for independence as the baby of saying, no, I'm not going to do it, having a temper tantrum. But you joined their party, so whatever it was that they wanted to do, you're going along with that. If it's your party, then you can set it up differently. It wasn't your party. But it should be very clear to you, because it's crystal clear to me why you weren't included. Not that they don't love you, not that they don't like you, but you have several things. First of all, you don't like doing the same things they like to do, and you're adversarial with them.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3769. Maria, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. My situation is this. I had a very good relationship with a female cousin-in-law over many years.
Okay.
And recently she did something that she went back on the word. She was a hypocrite. She lied to me. And anyway, long story short,
the relationship, I just severed all ties with her. That was it. I mean, she hurt me so deeply. It took me months to get over because I couldn't believe that she did what she did. You know, when somebody does something and you're just shocked, speechless.
Can you give me some idea what she did?
If I give a lot of input, basically she lied to me. She tried to hide. She did something behind my back.
Can you give me some idea of what it was?
We have this family get together and everything, and she always said, you know, we always get together and we always would work with dates, you know, until everybody could get together.
Okay.
And anyway, she just went ahead and did it, and she never told me. She made me believe that we were going to get together after the holidays. So then I found out that she went and she did that after she had told me in the past, one other time we couldn't make it, my husband and I, she said she'd never have a get-together unless all the cousins could be together, because after all, that's what the get-together was all about. And she also extended a courtesy to one of my other cousins by postponing something, and we were going through my husband's sister passing, so there's a lot of things going on, but she just went ahead with it and never told me. And then it came back to me, so I was so hurt by that.
Well, wait a minute. Did you know about the initial date that you couldn't make? Did she inform you about that? Okay. So let me go ahead.
She asked if we could make this date, and I said no.
Okay.
And the way it worked was we all worked together amongst ourselves to get a date that we all could make.
I got it. How many cousins are we talking about? How many couples or how many people are we talking about?
Four.
Okay.
Four.
Are we talking about four couples? So we're talking about eight people?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead. So this was before Christmas. You said, we're thinking about doing it this date. You said, I can't come. And so you made the assumption that nothing would happen, that there would not be an event because you couldn't be there, and there was an event.
Right, and that's not how it worked. I mean, all the cousins would work until we get a date.
I hear. Okay.
But she purposely excluded us.
Well, I doubt that I don't think she purposefully excluded us. She just didn't. When you guys couldn't make it and everybody else could, she just went ahead with the majority. Because I know. But the point is, if she was going to purposefully exclude you, she never would have told you about the original date. So I don't think the intent was to exclude you. You're just saying that you felt that there was an understanding that it was all or nothing, that if everybody couldn't come, that it would find a date that everybody could come. Okay. So she had the event.
The problem is this. Okay. That was like over 2 years ago. So I severed all ties with her, you know. That was it. Now she passed away recently, and I don't know if I should go to the wake or not. Because
of course you should. Of course you should. Why would you not?
Because being that we severed the friendship.
Maria. You don't, I mean, how many years were you friends?
Good 30.
So you're saying for one event, you're willing to pretend that this woman never existed. I think that's foolish on your part. It's not going to do her any good one way or the other. She's beyond this veil of tears. But you denying yourself that opportunity to say goodbye to her, to pay respect to the family after 30 years, you must be much more perfect than most of us. Because most of us make mistakes sooner or later.
I'm perfect. I'm just saying I was just so hurt by what she did.
Maria, listen to me.
I don't want to be a phony going there and pretending to feel something that isn't there anymore.
Well, but you could remind yourself of the last 30 years and say goodbye to her. And, man, you have a really tough code of conduct. Most of us have made mistakes. I don't think she intentionally hurt you, and I don't know what the circumstances were, but it sounds to me that if six of the eight people could come, it gets harder and harder for people to sort of get large groups of people together. They go different places. They have families. And so, while I think she probably should have said, it would have been it would have been braver and more honest of her to say, Maria, look, I know we said that we would only do this if everybody could come, but we've got a situation where if we don't do it now, we've got a couple of people who are sick or a couple of people are going to be out of town or we've got weddings coming up. So even though our choice would be to have everybody there, we can't. So you and I will do something after the first, or you can organize it next time. And being the organizer or something like this is a thankless task. And if she'd been honest about it, but my guess is the reason she wasn't honest about it is that you would have given her serious grief about it, of saying, you promised this would never happen. And obviously she was caught between a rock and a hard place. Of most people, everybody but you could come then. And while she'd made a commitment for everybody to be there, it was going to be endless, that you can only get, I mean, the idea of getting 100% attendance becomes less and less likely. And I suppose she should have been more transparent with you. But for you to throw away a 30-year friendship because she was the organizer and couldn't make everything work seems to me a pretty rigid code of conduct. But as far as I'm concerned, you called up and asked my opinion. Should you go to the wake? And I would say absolutely. Because the wake is not for the person who's gone. They're gone. It's for the rest of the family to offer comfort that this person will be remembered. And that's it. And the only person who will really be damaged if you don't go to the wake is you. I think this is a great opportunity for you to let go of something that was careless on her part, but, man, pretty damn brittle on your part. I mean, I don't think her intent was to hurt your feelings, and I know you feel let down, and I know you feel that you had. But then, Maria, the next time you have to organize something with a lot of people, maybe you'll look a little more fondly on her, because I've done it. I've had to organize family reunions, and it becomes impossible. You cannot get everybody there, no matter if you plan it 10 years in advance. You just can't. And so what your choice becomes either to endlessly go through who can't come and who can come, or to arbitrarily pick a date and say, if you can come, great. If you can't, I'm sorry about it. And understand that somebody's going to be miffed because they're not included. And the clue is probably to pick it far enough in advance that people understand it has nothing to do with anybody individually. It's just, it's a year in advance. If you can come, fine. If you can't come, fine. And somebody's going to call up and say, that's the week we go to the lake, or my kid's expecting a child, or I get my manicure pedicure that month. I mean, and it's just endless. So you either decide to have an event or not have an event. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.